AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A judge heard arguments challenging the appointment of a prosecutor who charged two of President Trump's foes, former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James. The AP's Eric Tucker is in Alexandria, Virginia.
At issue during the arguments were a contention by defense lawyers that Lindsey Halligan, the interim United States attorney who brought the cases against both of these defendants, was appointed illegally. They say that she was improperly installed by the Justice Department, and as a result, the proper remedy is that the case should be dismissed. The Justice Department disagreed and said at most it's a paperwork error and the remedy should not be a dismissal of the indictment.
The judge didn't immediately rule from the bench, but said she expects to decide by Thanksgiving on the challenges. Airlines are optimistic they can resume normal operations within a few days once the government lifts its order to cut some flights at 40 busy airports. But it's not clear how quickly that will happen, even though the government shutdown is over. It's Red Cup Day today at Starbucks. But at some locations, there are picket lines, too. More than 1,000 unionized Starbucks workers went on strike at 65 stores to protest a lack of progress in labor negotiations. Sylvia Baldwin is a Starbucks barista in Philadelphia.
We're calling for the company to come back to the bargaining table and settle a first contract with us that actually addresses the problems in our stores, understaffing, lack of the hours we need, and lack of the pay we need to actually pay our bills and make ends meet.
Red Cup Day is typically one of the company's busiest days of the year. Since 2018, Starbucks has given out free reusable cups on that day to customers who buy a holiday drink. A man in Michigan, long blamed for the disappearance of his three sons at Thanksgiving in 2010, has been charged with their deaths. The Israeli army says militants in Gaza have handed over to the Red Cross a body believed to be a hostage. This is AP News. The parents of at least two babies sickened in an infantile botulism outbreak are suing the makers of ByHeart baby formula.
One of the families is Stephen and Urani Dexter of Flagstaff, Arizona. They say their four-month-old daughter, Rose, had to be flown by air ambulance to a children's hospital where she spent several weeks receiving treatment this summer.
She really stopped eating. It was very difficult. She wanted to. She would try to give her the bottle. And then she put up to her lips and then she'd just start to cry, say she didn't want the bottle.
Another family, Michael and Hannah Everett of Richmond, Kentucky, shared a similar story. Their daughter Piper, also 4 months, was rushed to a hospital on November 8th with worsening symptoms of the rare and potentially deadly disease. Rose and Piper are among at least 15 infants across a dozen states who have fallen ill since the outbreak began in early August. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.